are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting.
Jen had to get her windscreen fixed. No, just a lot of whistling.
Weird. I still feel like it smells weird.
Listen, that is, we, no judgment. Everybody's windscreen has smelled weird at one point or another, especially after a yoga class. Right. Thank you for joining us at the hashtag I'm So Hard podcast. You can find this podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can also see this collection of hotness on YouTube.
That's right. You can watch the entire episode.
Yep.
And you can go to imomsohard.com and get tickets to our live show, which is why we're so tired, because we did it twice this
week. We did. And I'll tell you, it was so much fun. We opened on a Wednesday, and then the following Wednesday, we did two more shows and really like polished and tightened the material. And I would just like to say that this is what happened to me. So Jen and I have this thing where every Christmas we buy each other a really nice present. We don't do bonuses. We don't have.
True.
So we buy each other. We have a little budget and we give each other.
Less than what a bonus would probably be.
Oh my God.
Like
it's
company,
so much it's less like, than a company
bonus. But to
bonus.
Us, it feels like a frivolous luxury
the
and we
most
love it.
Extravagant thing. So like 1 year, Jen got me a Chanel pin. I'm not wearing that one because my husband got me one for Christmas. These are like big ticket items for me. So 1 year, we decided we would get each other like really nice belts. We got each other a Gucci belt. That is like collectively what my entire wardrobe costs.
Because we have been rocking the same Fucci belts that our friend bought for us for $30.
For $30.
Trip
I wore
to China.
It for 4 years.
Yeah.
I've worn
it's falling apart,
it's
you guys.
Literally, it might be giving me some sort of like disease because I like break out with like weird skin stuff around my belly button. Anyway, so we got each other these belts. And mine was too small. So I went back to the store and traded it out for a more neutral tone. So I got a Gucci belt that is beige. Here's why you're wondering why
is flesh tone.
It's a flesh tone. So here's why you're probably wondering why is she telling us this? Because here's what I don't know about anything. When you wear a flesh colored belt, from afar, it looks like your skin. It looks like your midsection is exposed, to which I would not do that, okay? So during the show, evidently, because I am wearing a flesh-colored belt, when I turned around, my blue belt loop in the back looked like my ass crack.
Yeah.
And I would just like to say how mad I am at that entire observation. I feel... You can laugh at me in a comedy show.
Nobody's butt cracks that high.
No, I mean,
they
look,
mine
high-waisted
is crooked, jeans on.
But that is so obnoxious to me that I wore it. And now I'm mad at the belt, but you know I'm not going to not wear
She's
it.
She's absolutely going to wear it.
It's the only belt I own.
Well, also, you were all the way, like, tucked in. You don't normally have the back.
I don't know why I did it like that. It looks so dumb. It didn't match. Look, the takeaway is that funny shit happens at our shows that you're not even planning on.
We're not even planning on.
And you should come see our show. So if you go to imomsohard.com, you can get tickets. We're going to about 30 or 35 cities.
Yeah.
We're stoked. Evidently, everybody's saying this show is, like, maybe our best, if I dare say that. Like, we're really not holding back on anything.
No.
We're going there. And some of the fun things we're talking about is, you know, lady business, like your business. And puberty comes up in conversation. And there's some other surprises. So this is a night to get your girls and come out and see us.
Yeah, come see us. We're going to
I'm not wearing the beige belt. I'm just not. I got to get another Fucci.
I know. We got to figure out what we're going to wear because I had a camel toe that first show and nobody told me about it.
No, she didn't. It was we never see ourselves recorded and it was the lighting, but Jen is convinced that she had this giant.
No, it wasn't. It was the most, it looked like Joe Camel coming out of my pants. I will never wear those jeans again until I lose 14 pounds.
Jen, you are so tiny. You were absolutely doing weird body positions. The lighting was overhead.
I sent her a picture, a still frame from the recording of my back, and she couldn't breathe. She was laughing so hard.
It's because she sent the most awful screenshot of herself, and then the text underneath just said, Jesus. And I did laugh really hard.
I was praying for help because I don't ever want it. Hopefully nobody had to look too hard at that, my square rectangular ass.
What are you talking about? I thought it was so funny.
You know what your ass does when you're young? It's like an upside down heart.
Yeah.
And then when you get older, your ass is like an right side up heart.
Right, I know. Like the heart goes, I'm going up, yep. And this point's going down.
Oh God!
My God,
it's
bless.
So disgusting.
No,
you
it's
guys.
Not. She's being so mean to herself. But I laughed because of the way she said it, not because I believed what she was saying. But it was her. It also. In this part of the show, Jen is making her body look as awful as it can. And then screenshot the most awful angle. Like, I don't care if you're Kylie Jenner or Kendall Jenner. If you're squaring off in a 90-degree angle, making a hunchback, you're not going to look good from behind. I don't care.
Wait, which one is Kylie?
I don't know.
Which
the one that does makeup and Kendall's the skinny one.
Which one do you identify with the most?
Me?
Yeah. Any of them?
They're horses? I don't know. Like
Caitlin probably is what yeah, I
actually,
feel like.
I don't identify with any of them, quite frankly. I reach that Kendall Jenner is kind of cool, but the word relatable does not come up at all ever when discussing the Kardashians.
I always thought like Kylie.
Chris.
I was like.
I would identify with Chris.
Oh, God. She's, man, she's diabolical.
Well, that might be just because I find her mildly attractive.
Oh, okay. So Kylie, I always was like, oh, she seems like the studious one. Like she's going about life from, no, honestly, like a little, I could be wrong. I didn't watch the show.
I feel like
show.
We're shitting on the Kardashians right now, but.
You can.
You can. Punch up.
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
punch up.
I mean, and actually, oh God, I do have a lot to say because I really, really like, I like Courtney too, because she just feels like the one who's...
Courtney Kardashian?
Yeah.
I just think she's a little bit more honest about how awesome they have it.
I think so too. And I like that she's married to Travis Barker. And
that whole thing was a delight.
I know. They knew each
They're
other
so
forever.
They're so filthy, it and it's
feels,
great.
Yeah, feels wonderful. But Kylie, I thought I liked, but then I just read that she said she hasn't had work done. And I'm like...
All of them, I honestly believe...
My dear God, because she doesn't look like she's a member of the family anymore.
No,
she,
they have an in-house plastic surgeon that just tightens.
So
they're like, let's go ahead and get you into glam. First thing we're going to do is a brow lift.
Hey, not that I wouldn't do that if I had that kind of scratch laying around, but
I would like to just be friends with them and see what I look like coming out on the other side. Would it just be so much better?
Oh my God.
My idea of glam, I will tell you this morning. So my husband and I are going to go on a day date.
Ooh.
Which you did yesterday.
Yep. Yep.
And we're going to go to our favorite movie theater and we're going to, I'm a creature of habit. I find it comforting. I don't really want to go experience a new restaurant unless I'm like really in the mood for that. I want to know that the tacos that I get at my favorite joint taste exactly like the tacos at my favorite joint, that we go to the same movie theater all the time, that I get to know the people there. I'm a dork. I'm small town through and through. So my husband and I are going to go have a day date and we'll be home by 7 because that's perfect for me.
I love it.
And so I'm not dressed up, but this is honestly as good as it gets when you're dealing with me. I've lost my makeup. So the only...
Wait.
I don't know, Jen. I lost it. I lost a bag of makeup. I'm ADD. I lost the makeup. So now I have old shit in my house. And one of them is purple eyeliner, which I don't know if you can tell I'm wearing.
I can see it, yeah.
And it makes it look like I have an eye infection. But that's all I've got. And I didn't want to go on my day date not having any makeup on. This is what you get when you're married to me.
Well, I think that's really fun that you guys are going on a day date. And may I say, all we did was go to lunch and shove as much sushi into our faces as we possibly could and then had to go pick up the kids. So,
you know, it's just
I like
important.
The idea that you extended it.
Well, I am one of those people that will be honest and say that I find marriage to be hard, like really hard. And I don't know if my marriage is any better or worse than anyone else's. I just am constantly like, man, this is a real commitment in a direction that you're like, I just got to deal with this. And I can deal with it and it be really hard, or we can go have a little time together and like, I remember what I liked about him initially, and then it doesn't feel as hard. But it's always some version of hard.
Well, if my husband and I feel like we don't fight that much, but when we do, it feels like such a heavy day. Like I always like am amazed
that's
at
a Thursday for me.
But I it does feel like a lot because you just feel like you don't have a safe spot. You know, it's like your home feels uncomfortable when you're fighting and stuff.
Right,
so
and that's why we're that I'm. And we are not good at doing, you know, there's that rule of sevens or something like that. Like you go on a date.
After 7 years, you get to cheat.
You get to bang whoever you want. Yeah, but nobody's knocking on my door, okay? also I'm unwilling. I'm like, I'm tired. And you know what? You're supposed to go on a date every 7 days, like a sleep away every 7 months, like a big, big trip every 7 years. I don't know how, I don't know what the sevens are, but it's supposed to be that. And we are not, we're not doing that. God, and that's why we're constantly like kind of like, I am trying desperately to get us out of survival mode and into living mode. I don't want to feel like we're living every day like, God, just get to the end of this day. I want to enjoy myself.
I ask my husband all the time. I'm like, can we just do like a weekend trip to Vegas? He goes, no.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, we can't. He doesn't want to. He's not ready to leave the kids yet. I mean, I feel like.
Oh, my God. My husband would be – if I said, do you want to go to Vegas? He would be on a plane and I'd be like, well, we don't have childcare. And he would
– run. Give me your hand, like, Izzy.
Isn't there a thing like Uber babysitters like that we can just – and here, hold my hand. I'll pull you on the plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're okay with that.
I want to do that. I want to take a little trip. I'm going to request that.
It's nice. And it doesn't even have to be – far. We have friends who live in Burbank, which is not far from where we live, and they will go get a Holiday Inn 6 blocks from their house, just bangarang all night, watch all the TV they want, drink all the food, drink all the drink, eat all the food, and then go back home literally at checkout the next day. And I'm like, God, and they are happy.
Yeah, I know. You have another set of friends that do – they have like a regular every like weekly date night, and you can tell they like each other.
They do. And it was part of their deal. They're like, every Thursday we have a babysitter and we go on date night whether we like each other or not, and it really helps. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. I don't want to feel like every day we're like, oh my God, okay, we got to get to soccer. We got to get to – like I want some stability in my life, and it feels like – we're always chasing our ass. Anyway, well, I digress.
We were talking about, like aging the other day. And it is a part of our show where it's like your body starts changing and it's like all this stuff that nobody tells you about. It's very in the news right now too.
These like – the perimenopause of it all.
There's so many celebrities that are like talking about it.
I love it.
I do too.
We've talked about that before. Like I think one of the things that's scariest about aging is you – are looking around for a hero. You're looking around for someone that's going to big sister that shit for you so that you don't feel scared going to it on your own. And so like Naomi Watts, who's been like so vocal about perimenopause and then she went into early menopause. And I just think she's –
Drew Barrymore too.
Drew Barrymore is coming out. She had a hot flash on television and like Let It Ride. And Oprah – kind of mad at her. She was holding gateway to the all these experts. I'm not happy about that.
She charged.
Yeah, that's bullshit. But I still feel like there are these women that are like, I'm no longer going to suffer in silence, because I do know if we talk about it, the more we talk about it, the less stigma there is.
I know.
And I'm really I need that right now.
Well, you were saying too. So in the conversation, Kristen was like, well, my you don't know like a grandmother or like an aging person who is like still sexual and still – but I did.
Yeah.
And that's my grandma.
Yeah.
And I'm not like bringing her up as like
– she was a sexual wildcat.
Real sexual being. I mean, the thing is she never stopped being like flirty with my grandpa.
Right.
Like, and they had like such a good relationship like till the very end. Like he passed away like – I think 10 years before she did, and she didn't want anybody else. She didn't, she was just like, I am ready to go see your grandpa. Like she was just so happy. But like she, and by the way, also grandparents were grandparents much younger than they are today.
Oh.
So that's something also.
Yeah.
But like, I remember my whole life, every morning, and this is her deal. She got up, she got dressed up. She had this like beautiful, like dressing table.
Yeah.
That was like piled with makeup. And
so generationally, you've all been into glam.
Totally. Well, it like skipped a generation. My mom's like, I'll put like a very...
She's into glam.
She is, yeah. But she... Yeah.
She's styly and cool. She just...
Yeah.
Personality-wise, there were some... Generationally, grandma and Jen are a little bit more fun-loving, if I might say, without... sounding
fun-loving, yes.
In a critical space.
My mother hates us for it, can I say? Well, but it's just a different personality type. Because, my mom does love, like, and she
you guys have the one thing that you've always been able to bond over is, like skincare and shopping and, like, being girly. And your mom was very girly.
Yeah. Yeah. And like my grandma, what I always loved about her was that she would get up every day. She would put her makeup on. She always had her nails done.
Yeah.
She was always had like rings on every finger, like dressed up. And she had been a hairdresser. So she always had her hair done.
I love that.
There was always like 2 days during the week though where she had just rollers in. And I'm like, grandma, people confidence. Can see you.
But they're like, she's like, well, of course they can. This is the process. Fuck off. For 2 days,
but
please.
Then she would wear like some amazing turban or something like that to cover them. Like some very like
I love that.
I know it was pretty great. I gotta get a turban, you guys. Yeah, doesn't it surprise you that I don't wear one? I feel like I should be there in life by now.
I feel like we're getting into that a little early. Well, you got something to look forward to.
But they were so like flirty, and I feel like I've never said this before. I've never said this to anybody. I haven't said it to my brother, my mom, anybody. But like when my grandma, like my grandpa passed away, and so my grandma moved out of their house and like into a home. For one, nobody really wanted her stuff because it was like all over the top, and that's obviously my wheelhouse. Yeah. It was like
Jen's like, I'm bringing over a U-Haul.
Yep, I'm gonna, But I found like little love notes and things that they'd written to each other and like saved them in a box for her, and some of them were like personal little flirty notes.
You lit me up last night, sir.
I mean, you could tell that both of them were still like
– amorous.
So amorous with each other. And it like – it really like my – you know, obviously my parents weren't like that. They were divorced. They were like, oh, the only thing to maintain is a steady hate that lives on into your next lifetime. But those two were like – they were so amorous.
They were your love model.
Totally love model. And it's so funny because we always would talk about how my grandpa – he really did. He just adored –
yeah.
My grandma. And
what a lovely love.
It was such lovely love that she would like wouldn't give up the front seat. There was like no way she was sitting in the back seat for anybody. If you were like, here, he's got longer legs, you sit in the back, she'd be like, excuse the fuck out of me. I don't sit in the back seat.
Yeah, how dare you?
I've earned this seat, you know.
As she has.
And she wasn't a prima donna because she like cooked and cleaned and like did all this stuff.
But it's that thing. Wasn't it that thing that was both? It's like, it's kind of how I feel about my husband's family in Texas. I think that like, there's this thing that happened, like, cause my grandmother was the same, not as glamorous, but like there was still this total acknowledgement that you are a woman, but you're also a woman working on a farm.
1,000%.
So she would wear these house dresses and then have the like apron that like goes over your head and ties in the back. And she would wear like jewelry and makeup and have her hair done, and she'd go out and kill a chicken.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like women.
Oh, my grandma could kill a chicken really well.
This idea or notion that you have to stop enjoying the things that make you a woman, that make you sexual, that make you beautiful. And you have to exchange that because you want to be in more of a position of not power, but do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know
you don't have to trade them out. They can coexist.
Yeah. It sucks. I remember when my mom was like,
it sounds like you just said it's sex. And I'm like,
you know what? Maybe it's on the brain. I don't, cause I said something last night. My son was like, I was like, I didn't say what you think I said.
Yeah.
But so I remember when my mom went back to work after like – because she was really smart. Like she was like high in her graduating class in high school and then didn't go to college. But she was really smart, like had a photographic memory and stuff like that. And then when my parents got divorced, she went back to school.
Yeah.
And then she went to med school. And then like – but she would go to interviews, and I remember her saying specifically, and this is so 80s, you can't wear more than 5 pieces of jewelry.
Well, I support that, but that's just because I get easily distracted.
One's – like your wedding ring counts, your watch counts.
Yeah.
Your earrings count as 1, 2. So you can wear like a thin –
and
like,
that's it.
Because people thought that you were like
– garish or like over the top.
Too feminine, or you'd be perceived as like
– everybody
like
needs to stop, full stop, and take a look at Dolly Parton. She is literally changing our nation's literacy in one fell swoop.
God,
and there is nobody – there is nobody that wears more glam or bling or big boobs and cleavage or tight clothes and fringe than Dolly Parton. And I honestly think she's like – I think she's like next to God. Honestly, I think she's doing God's work.
Dolly Parton's a national treasure.
Yeah.
She is our generation, you know what? We were saying this, that Snoop Dogg is the younger generation's national treasure.
Yeah, and she's the next generation's national treasure.
Like, and my grandma left her. Oh my God, they looked very similar, actually, like same hairdos and stuff, like same taste in clothing.
I love it. Yeah. I think it's great. And I love that you had, you know, my grandparents all passed away before I was nine, which was a bummer because I see the relationship that my kids have with my mom and having a grandma and Colin's mom. And then your relationship that you had with your grandmother, and she was, you were like, how old were you when she passed away?
Oh, I was.
I mean, you had to have been in your 30s. Right?
It was just 7 years ago.
I mean, to have a lifetime with
She met Dash. She didn't get to meet Lila.
Oh, that's so cool.
But I was pregnant with, one of my favorite memories in my life, my whole labor, was when I called her and she couldn't hear. So she was like so old she couldn't hear on the phone. So I called and I talked to her nurse at her nursing home. And I was like, tell Mimi I'm in labor, because everybody there called her Mimi. Yeah. Like, I go, tell her I'm in labor. So the nurse held up the phone to her mouth and she just was yelling into the phone, be strong, Jenny, be strong.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She was such a badass.
Yeah.
But she really was. Like, I have a picture of her. And I was thinking, like, what got me thinking about her yesterday and today, she's been so on my brain, is like, I have this picture, like, as I come down the stairs in my bedroom, that's on this like little stand. And it's her, like, on the back of a horse, and the horse is rearing, and she's like got her cowboy hat in the air. Like, she was such a badass. And then I have another picture of her roller skating.
Yeah.
Like, she was just so cool.
And she kept her essence.
Like, it reminds me, like, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that's a hard thing too. Like, I'll be honest. Like, I'm having some not fun symptoms of perimenopause that are really like fucking up my game, if you know what I mean. Like, my downstairs is having an issue.
Yeah.
And I'm in the good fight. I'm going to the doctor. I'm really trying to do all the things, but like, you know, sex doesn't feel as good. And like that is a real drag for me, because God knows I do enjoy the sport. I would like to consider myself, I'm advanced at the sport of sex.
Oh.
Okay. And my husband and I, if it's one thing that we have, even though we fight, we end up, it's, you know, F or F.
That's good.
And that's how we roll. And so he's been so incredibly understanding and loving and kind. He's filthy. He doesn't care. He's like, there's other things we can do. And I'm like, good God, sir. Like, he makes me feel very loved and sexy, but I got to feel that way. So that's like something I'm really, really working towards, because I'm not done yet. I'm not done having sex. I'm not done being flirty. I'm not done wearing like sexy clothes, which I've never worn really, but I might start. I want to feel like I can go into this next thing feeling like I'm going to wear roller skates, or I'm going to take a dance class that I want. Like, my parts might not work the way they used to, but I'm going to fucking stay in it. I'm taking my hip hop group class for non-dancers.
I feel like there's no reason not to, because reasonably, we have only lived half of our lives.
Yeah, I'm not done.
At least. So it's like, I'm not going to like spend the next, you know, 50 years bemoaning, like, you know, assuming I live as long as my grandmother did, like complaining, because, I mean, she was living it up and happy.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's not easy. God knows it's not easy.
Also, the other thing was, she survived breast cancer after 20 years, which is insane when she got it.
Yeah, it was rough back then. My grandmother had it too, and
That was the other thing is, I remember, like, her being very sad and my grandpa being very sad because she lost.
Had to have double mastectomy.
Yeah. And like they did reconstruction and it was, she had a single mastectomy.
Yeah. So did my grandma. They just, which now they would never do that. They would take both.
Yeah.
But so back in the day, they just took one.
They had tons of radiation and stuff like that. And like I was young, so young at the time, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like it was the 80s. So it was so rudimentary. They were just figuring out how to try and treat it.
Right.
But like I remember them both like being sad and not understanding it. I remember my mom saying, like, you're not going to understand, like,
until you're older.
But it obviously it was like they had a healthy sex life into their 80s or whatever it was, and they enjoyed each other. So it was like
that's
was going to change and stuff. Yeah.
Also the notion, like, I think it's all about keeping your spirit in a positive place and like trying not to like, what's the poem that I like, the Dylan Thomas poem, like rage. don't go into this last good night, like rage against the dying of the light.
Yeah.
Like don't go out without a fight. Now, as I get older, I can tell that I am putting a premium on not being slow, but slowing down, like enjoying where I'm at. There's a new horizon for me that feels like I'm choosing where to put my space.
Yeah.
And that feels awesome. I also don't care about the perception that people have about my body. Not the way I used to. Not when I used to be so self-conscious on a beach, like, oh my God, everyone's going to see my cellulite. Yeah. I'm like, go ahead and fucking look. Like, this is as good as it's going to get. And I'm not ashamed of it. Sure. I would like some better body parts, but this is what I got going on. Look away if you don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a two-piece if I want, because the other ones go up my ass.
I was talking to one of our friends. I won't say who it is, just in case she's not okay with me talking about this, but she was saying how she's fully going into perimenopause, or she's in it or whatever. And the thing that she's having trouble with is fatigue really bad.
Yeah.
And so she's like, it exhausts me to drive into work. She like has heavy traffic and then wants to sleep for like an hour when she gets there, because she's like, I can't believe how tired I am. And I said, I go, I don't know if like it was COVID or age, but starting like a year ago, I was like, I want to take a nap. And you know what? I've been working all day, so yeah, I'm going to take a nap. Yeah. Like
I think I am lucky that my symptoms, it's new, are just sort of manifesting in my hoo-ha. But I feel good. I don't feel tired. I don't have brain fog. And if I do, I just have ADD. So who knows what – I've been dealing with that. I've been dealing with brain fog.
You know how to – you can live with that easy.
I got that. Like everyone's like, oh, I'm forgetful. I'm like, been since day one. So this is not new for me.
I am forgetful on a level that scares me. Like I say probably twice a week, do I have a head injury people are keeping from me? Yeah. Like it was so profound that I don't remember it happening, but I'm like – I'll just go to remember like the simplest thing, like what day of the week it is. And I'm like just rolling.
Yeah,
blank
that's
tape.
Like
no idea.
That's bar regular for me. I would just like to loop back to the fact that I've lost my makeup.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. And I'm okay with that. So I guess grandparents are good heroes to have in times like this when you're just trying to figure everything out.
I do have my in-laws are coming today, actually. Again, I know what you're thinking. Podcast Jesus. Listeners, boy, they come a lot.
They do.
But, you know, we like it because they're getting older.
Yeah.
But and my mother-in-law, who is not my – how do I explain this? I just feel the need.
Well, you always see
this.
It's
not my husband's mom.
She passed away.
She passed away.
And dad remarried.
Yeah. So – and this
Step-mom-in-law.
Woman –
Step-mom-in-law.
Yeah. That sounds
kind
so
– terrible.
So terrible.
Like, that's
there's
just like a
how
recipe
many more ways
for bad
can
casting.
I step mom-in-law twice removed.
She's like, Jesus, I've got no chance to be awesome.
I know. But she also is a woman who's like aging wonderfully.
Ooh, she looks like a J. Crew model with white hair.
She really does. And those two are very flirtatious. It's really fun to see. Not
well,
for my husband so much.
I don't
want
to throw anybody under the bus, but I'll just say.
She's very into Kristen's legs.
I love that about her. But I will say, as my parents, like they came in to visit and there are things like it's just different. Like that my mom is always, oh man, she's not going to listen to this. My mom has always been one of those people when she comes to visit, it takes her like a day to calm down. You know, she's just for a day, it kind of isn't great. And then after that, she's super cool. And she's the fun, ornery, sassy person that I know and love. But for a day, I'm like, stop talking about rest home insurance. I'm going to get it eventually. Like,
I know.
Get off my ass. Like, and it's a lot about like that, you know.
Wait, she wants you to get rest
home? Oh my God.
Whoa.
And it's also the thing that like older people love to do. And I know I'm probably going to be one of them, but they're like, let's talk about diverticulitis and like all the shit that's going wrong with them. And of course I translate that into you're getting older and the, you know, time is passing and it like makes me feel terrible. And I tell her like, can we cool it with this kind of talk? And then she gets mad at me. And then there's I get the cold shoulder.
Here's a theory.
For a day.
Here's a theory. What if, this is what I, not a guess. I obviously don't know your parents.
You know them pretty well.
I know them pretty well, but like, I am wondering if the stage of accepting aging that they're at is acceptance. And so part of that is like leaning into it.
I think you're right. I mean, my mom is, you're right. Like she is, that's what she's doing. But I don't, but it affects me. I'm like a younger generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, as she's talking about this, maybe it's like me talking about perimenopause. Oh God. It feels sad, but also it is something that she just really unloads on the first day.
She's really leaning into the death part of things.
Oh my God. It makes me so upset. I'm like, I go, just stop talking about it. Please stop. Yeah. Like, talk to somebody else. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that to her, but of course then I'm being lippy and rude. And then, so then I was like, everybody in the car, we're going to Disneyland. So
wonderful.
Here's the thing. Here's what I figured out. There was we got to Disneyland, which I love. And we went because Eleanor wanted us to go. She wanted to be together as a family. And I could tell my parents weren't that thrilled about the idea, which also kind of bummed me out. But we got there and I looked at them and my dad, you know, just had surgery and he also has bad hips.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom, her hips aren't
great.
Get him
a rascal, man?
Nope. They're not. Oh God, no. They, you don't say, oh, hell. They're not.
Okay.
They're not at that point.
Okay.
But what they are is like, they look at me and think I'm a snot-nosed kid, which I love to know that I'm still at the age where they think I'm a snot-nosed
Great.
Kid. And they're like, I go, Mom, Dad, we want to run this park because I've got a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. No, I don't. I have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old.
You
have an 8-year-old. I'm like, I've got 4 kids
too,
right now.
I know.
So we've got, I said, we want to go to as many things as we can. We love Disneyland. We get to go once a year. Like, and I go, how do you feel about you guys doing your thing? And we meet you at a park bench in 2 right. hours. And I literally saw their shoulders like unwind and they were like, thank God.
Yeah.
So in 2 hours,
I mean,
we met up.
Clock 8 miles at Disney.
They were so calm,
happy,
and fun,
yep.
and happy because I wasn't like forcing them to be something they're not.
Yep.
And they didn't have to slow us down. And everybody got along. And we went back to the hotel and had cake for Eleanor's birthday. And it was. It could have been a really terrible time because it is a stressful place sometimes.
But
we slow rolled it and we did our own thing.
Can I give you a compliment?
Yes, please.
You are accepting where they're at too, which
yes.
is hard to do. Because sometimes it's like, it is really hard when you see your parents age. Like,
it is hard. It's the hardest.
Like Britt was saying, like with his dad coming, we're having them sleep in a place where there's no stairs.
You have to start doing that.
Yeah. And he has started to walk with a cane. I go, man, he's 85. He's 86 this summer.
Yeah. What do you think?
He was a marathon runner at one point. You got to accept where you're at in life.
Yep.
Because otherwise you're going to waste too much time being unhappy about it. Just be like, okay, this is the new me. Like, I think new moms do the same thing where
yep.
they're like, you
I got to get back. I got to get back to who I was
you're
before. There's no back.
There's no who that person was. Here's the good thing to know. You know why it's great to have Facebook and why it's great to go to reunions? Go to them. If you don't go, fucking go. Because people only remember the good about you.
Well, and that's such a nice thing to say. I think everybody dreads being a disappointment.
Nope,
and you're right.
The core of who you are is always the same. And all the like negative things that maybe you feel like people would remember about you, they don't. They remember
yeah.
that you're smiley all the time or that you're a good laugher or that like you were always at the games. They remember good things. And like, those are through lines that you have like your entire life.
Yeah.
You just have to like learn this new, like, what do they call it? Skeleton sack, like how to deal with this new,
I don't know what that is.
Bag of skin and bones that
it's just
schlubbing
true.
Around.
It's just true. And there's nothing more sexy or, kind of not inspiring. It's a bad word, but there's nothing cooler than someone who's just good with where they are. Right?
My God, can I share with you a hot flash?
Oh God,
then?
Please.
Hot flash, hot flash. Hot flash.
You're
God,
gonna
please.
Be horrified and also laugh very hard.
I
at
just
this.
Like to say my hot flashes come in and they're meant to make your tweeter go.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mine
and
know.
Yours are like. Oh, they saved a lion.
You know what? Confidence is very attractive. So
that's a strong start. Now I know this person isn't attractive.
My husband is very into this guy on Instagram. He just got into Instagram, and this is, I think, where my husband's spending all of his time. Okay, so he's been begging me to watch this guy's Instagram.
I bet
so
I know who it is.
What he does, he goes in public. And he farts really loud.
I've seen this guy does one at Home Depot and it sounds like he crapped his pants.
Look at these. And so my husband had this like really interesting thing where he goes, the older women always laugh.
Because we're always farting.
Well, I think they're like leaning into it. There he is. So here he is in a park. And then he has his friend film it. The people around him.
Okay. Because farts are funny. If you, okay, let's look at his account. What's it called?
Yep. Just like a little flourish when the sound comes out. Look, he's not, I mean, honestly, your sister, he's Megan's type. She would absolutely marry that guy. Okay, so you guys got to go. If your kids will love it. His name, Gilstrap TV on Instagram.
G-I-L-S-T-R-A-P-T-V. He just does a bunch of crop dusting.
It is the Instagram account everybody can agree on. And it's so funny to see these people shocked and laughing at him.
My uncles used to do this terrible thing where they would rip one in front of each other and then the other one. By the way, they don't care who is next to them ever. So my uncles would rip one and then the other one would be like, Jesus Christ, did you wipe? And I would think to myself I was like, like it was so disgusting. They were so gross about like farts and like it was just like it was so funny or like
dad farts are the worst.
Silent but deadly, and they would crop dust everybody and think it was so funny. It was so gross and funny.
Yeah, I remember watching TV in the 80s, and my dad would all be like, geez Louise, did the dog shit on top of the TV? What happened? But that family would have a big laugh about it. It was nice.
My son is so weird about, he'll rip one, and then he'll act like nothing happened, literally. Like, he's looking around, and we're all like, it was like, and then my daughter, she'll just eyeball you and keep smiling, and it's like coming out like,
still gone.
And she's like smiling, and she's like, that's me.
Well, we did, I had posted a tweet about how my kids, one of them had me looking up natural weather disasters.
Oh, right.
And the other one had me looking up fart science, which was interesting.
Was there overlap? Did the Venn diagram meet?
Just strong winds. Winds. But you can, most people fart 14 times a day.
Oh, my God. If you ever get a chance, there is, it's.
What did you just get so excited about?
There is an Instagram account, I got to find it, or TikTok, where this guy records people with a thermal camera.
Oh, I've seen that one. Oh my God, so
it
fun.
Shows that literally everybody is tooting all the time.
Yeah.
There is like this woman and she is at the counter at the airport and she's got her arm up on there and it is just a steady stream of a giant ball of methane. And the guy next to her is standing right in it. And he's kind of like looking around like, what's happening?
I don't know why. It makes me laugh.
It's so funny. It's like literally everybody's butthole has gas coming out at all times. And you want to know what I think about that?
Toots.
I'm like, there you go, Kendall Jenner. You're not escaping it. We know that it's happening from you,
14
too.
14 times a day.
14 times a day.
All the Kardashians.
14 times a day. That's what I do in my car. I have literally not stopped at a valet because I was like, oh, nope.
Uh-oh.
I forgot you were going to get in here.
Roll the windows down. I'm like,
does anybody have any lemon fresh?
Check out his Instagram. It's so funny and mindless. And
should we make Dolly Parton our hot flash?
Oh.
Oh, wait. Well, this is your hot flash.
Hot flash.
Oh, we need a mom box.
I do have one.
Well, look at you, Jenny. You're coming all prepared.
All right. I love this because I love the ones that are about
the
show, too.
She loves long ones.
So this is from Brianne. This isn't that long. Hi, ladies. I've never been inspired to email anyone. I follow, but listening to your podcast tonight while making dinner and meal prepping for the rest of the week. You sound very organized, Brianne.
Can you send over the food you're making? Just double down.
Oh,
I'll give you some cash.
She is momming so hard, as she said. I felt the need to reach out. My girlfriends and I are traveling to Reno next week to watch your show. That's this week, you guys.
Yeah.
There's still tickets available in Laughlin and Reno. So get your tickets. We're not going to Vegas this
year. We're not going to Vegas.
So
we probably won't be in Vegas for a couple years, to be quite honest.
We're from Napa, and we've seen you the last two times. You were in Santa Rosa, which is
one of our favorites.
That's where they tailgate with like quiche and stuff.
Yeah.
To say fans, we are fans is an understatement. We're beyond excited to see you ladies and to get away from our families for a quick getaway. Keep doing what you're doing, normalizing what we're dealing with as moms, wives, and friends. Your friendship and support of each other is a beautiful thing. I told my husband and two sons I'm going to Reno to see my two friends, Jen and Kristen.
Oh, that
they laughed
me
and said
good.
I was crazy, but just know this group of five moms from Napa are beyond stoked. Maybe we'll see you in the casino. You That's sure will, Brianna.
You sure will. You'll find Jen at her dumb penny slots and
oh,
me.
God, I can't.
Walking by no, blackjack wait. Going, get away.
I'll just be sitting there farting.
Yeah, that's methane. Are you talking about? Thank God they pump oxygen into a freaking casino.
Oh, God.
Well, we can't wait to see you guys either. And it's like our joy. It's literally our joy
it's
to walk out on stage
so
and see
fun.
Everybody. And
yep.
We feel really, really blessed. So well, I think we podcasted,
Jenny. We podcasted. Okay, bye.
Bye.